Today's Shir is Masech Tezvach and Daf Kuf Tezvav. And we will begin on Daf Kuf, Yod Dalet Amud Bey, seven lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chelkia, Debei Rav Tuvi, Lo Shanu. When our Mishnah said, as we discussed in our previous Shir, that a Metzorah brought his Asham Kaidim Zmanoi, that means he has not yet completed his being, he has not yet completed being a Metzorah. Torah HaKadosh says that such a person, if he brings the Korban Asham outside the Azara, as we've been discussing in our Masechta very extensively, the Halach of Shechitas Chutz and Halach Chutz, it won't be applicable El Lishma, if he brought the Korban Lishma, whereas the Rishonim point out, even if he didn't bring it Lishma, he just brought it without any other intention. So we learned at the beginning of the Masechta that Shacht Oistam, if you Shecht the Karbi without any contrary intention, the assumption is that it was Shechted, Shechted Lishma. And therefore, since, as we learned, it's not yet the time to bring this carbon, any carbon that's not yet the time to bring inside the Beis HaMikdash, you won't be chayef for bringing it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Avos Shloi Lishma, if you brought it L'shem Oyla, for example, he'll be chayiv. Hoyl v'roy shloy l'shma b'fnim. Since you could have brought this carbon asham as an Oyla, and it would be kosher, so in that respect, it is a kosher carbon, and therefore, by a kosher carbon, we know that Allah is shachta b'chutz is chayiv. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, yachi l'shma namin l'chayiv. So ask the word, even if you brought l'shma, according to this line of reasoning, you ought to be chayiv. Chayiv roi shloi l'shma b'fnim. Since it could be potentially brought as a carbon, we just identified how it could be brought as a carbon. So Gemara says that whenever it could have been brought, as we learned so many times in our Masechta, whenever a carbon could be brought b'fnim, if you bring it b'chutz, you're chayiv. So answers the Gemara, by Akira. It doesn't just automatically become oila. You have to make it into an oila. And if you didn't make it into an oila, then it's not going to be considered a carbon oila, and that's why you won't be chayiv when shecht b'chutz. Ask the Gemara Maskel Rav Huna v'chiyesh l'cha dovish ene kosh l'shma v'kosh shloi l'shma. So Rav Huna asks, we have here a most interesting phenomena. We have here a situation that we would have brought the carbon l'shma, it would be potter, and for Shechitas Chutz, because it's not yet the time to bring the carbon, as we've been learning. And if you bring it Shaloi L'shma, then you'll be chayiv. It's going to be considered a kosher carbon. Ask the Rav Eloi, don't we have such a precedent? For a Pesach B'Shayim Mosh Hashanah, as we've discussed, and when we learned this halacha earlier in the Masechta, a Pesach, besides for Erev Pesach, Erev after Chatzos, then a kosher L'shma, you can't bring a Karm Pesach as a Karm Pesach only on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And the rest of the year, it is if you would bring it as a Karm Pesach any other time of the year, the halach is that the carbon is possible if you bring it as a Karm Pesach. But if you bring it Shaloi L'shma, if you bring it as a Shlomim, it'll be kosher. Answers the Gemara, Pesach B'Shayim Mosh Hashanah, when we speak about the Karm Pesach all year round, Shlomim Ninu. And the way the Achroinim explain this Gemara is that there's a fundamental difference between the way an Osham becomes an Oila and a Pesach becomes a Shlomim. A Pesach is not that if you don't need it as a Pesach, it'll become a Shlomim. When you are Magdish or Behemoth to be a Karban Pesach, included in that act of Hegdish is an element that it's going to be a Shlomim if it's not being brought Erev Pesach. When we say then an Osham, and we'll talk more about that in our Shia now, when Osham can become an Oila, yes, there are circumstances that the Osham becomes an Oila. But in the circumstances that the Osham becomes an Oila, it's not that the Osham becomes an Oila automatically. It needs something, it needs to be a new type of Hegdish. It needs a new act of Hegdish to make it to Oila. That's why the Gemara is saying you can't compare Pesach, which from when you were Magdish the animal to be a Karban Pesach, from the outset, it was partially a Karban Shlamim, versus an Asham, which when you Magdish it as a Karban Asham, it was a Karban Asham. And then, given certain circumstances that we will, in Mitzvah Shem, be identifying, it becomes a Karban Ayla. Says the Gemara, Lema Masayle, so the Gemara wants to support what Rav Chilkiya said, based on a Braisa. The Braisa says, Yochosh Ani Moitzi, the Pasuk says, V'al Pesach Ha'amoy Lo Yaviyu, I would say, Af Oilus M'chusus Ma'am B'Bailam, the Oil of Azov, Azov, Yuladis Sam Metzayra, that if they brought their oil of Chutz La'Zara before they were obligated to bring the Karban Oilam. Similarly, Oshem Nozav Oshem Metzayra, that if you brought them, if you brought the Oshem Nozav and Oshem Metzayra outside the Azara, but they weren't ready to be in Oshem Nozav and Oshem Metzayra, Tamalayim of the Pasuk says, Ish, Ish, Rebesh Yisrael, Oshem Yishchat Shara, Kesav Ha'ez B'machna, Oshem Yishchat M'chutz L'machna. The word Shar Ha'kesav Ha'ez are superfluous. To teach a Shar Mikam Makayim, Keves Mikam Makayim, Ez Mikam Makayim. The Torah is coming to teach us that an oil that was brought before its proper time, an Hashem Nazir, and Hashem Etzayr that would have a disqualification, are still going to be considered Chai Fachutz. Vila Chattis, that interestingly enough, points out the Gemara, a Karban Chattis was omitted. Says the Gemara, B'mayiskinen. So let's try to understand what is this Braisa referring to, says the Gemara. Ilayim Bizmanoi, if we'll say that the Braisa is speaking where you wanted to bring this Karban Asham at the proper time, Mayiria Asham. So this is a proper Karban Asham that could have been brought in the Azara, and you didn't bring in the Azara. And that's the halacha that we're learning throughout our Masechta, that's a Karban for which you'll be Chai for Shchutei Chutz, Halos Chutz. So the same halacha ought to be by Chattis. Ella, it must be breaking by the case Shaloi Lezmanoi, where you brought the Karban when it was not yet the time to bring this Karban. So drills down the Gemara further. B'mai, exactly what was the situation? Ilem Lishma, if we're saying that you brought the Karban Asham as with the intention that it should be the Karban Asham that you're chayiv to bring, Asham am I chayiv? Why would you be chayiv by a Karban Asham? Elala, it's a Karban that cannot be brought. And we keep on learning in our Masechta that a Karban that cannot be brought, you're not chayiv if you bring it chutz azara. It must be shaloi lishma. And the Brice is teaching us that even though if you would bring it lishma, you'd be potter, if you bring it shaloi lishma, the halacha is that you're going to be chayiv because it turns into a carbon oila. And since it turns into a carbon oila, that's why, according to Chilki, Yechayiv, says the Gemara, La'olam, it's not a raya. We're talking about a case where you brought it, Bizmanoi, when you were ready Chayiv to bring the Karban Asham, but you brought it with an intention of Shalai L'Shma. And we go back to something that we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, the first Amid. Our Mishnah reflects the opinion of Beleza. Dama Makshina Asham L'Chattis. At the beginning of the Masechta, we learned that a Chattis that was brought Shalai L'Shma is possible. And we learned that Rav Elazar says that the same halacha that applies by a chatos applies to a Mishnah, to Asham. And therefore, the Mishnah is teaching us that even though you're ready chayiv to bring this carbon Asham, but the halacha is that a chatos that was brought shalai l'shma is possible. And if you bring a carbon that's possible, chutz lazar, you're not chayiv for shkutei chutz, and for Allah's chutz. And here too, the Asham has the same time. It has the same din. The halacha is that if you brought it properly and it's a good carbon, you'll be chai for shkita's chutz and Allah's chutz. But here, since you brought it shloi l'shma, and we're treating an Asham like a chatos, therefore, the halacha is that this carbon is a pasul carbon, and therefore, you're not chai for shkita's chutz and Allah's chutz. If that's the case, the one remaining question. So this is the same halacha by Asham and Bechatos. So why do we only speak about Asham? Answers the Gemara, V'tana Tafel V'udin Iker. The halacha that a carbon is brought shalai l'shma as possible is primarily taught by carbon chattis. Rebbe Elazar says that so too is the halacha by asham. But tells us the Gemara. The Gemara says we'll tell us the halacha by the Talmud, by asham, and we'll know that certainly so is the halacha by the chattis, which is from where this is learned. Says the Gemara. Again, the Gemara is focusing on the machlokes that we have in our shiur today between Rav Chilki Batuvi and Rav. Toshma, the Braisa says as follows. So again, we don't have a right to Rav Chilkiya that if you brought an Oshem that's possible, you brought an Oshem L'shem Oila, Chutz Lazar, you'll be Chayiv. Toshma, the Braisa says, Yochashani Marba, the Pasuk that we read earlier, Shor Kesav A's. Oilas mechusus man begufoy, that as we've discussed, you can't bring an animal as a carbon before it's 8 days old. So if you brought such an oil for carbon chutz bechatis bein begufoy, or you brought a carbon chatis bechutz before it's 8 days old, or bein bebalim, or a chatis of a nazar or mitzoyra that are not yet obligated to bring the carbon chatis, they haven't finished the term of naziris, they're not finished being the Tahara process of Mitzayra, Tamalayim v'al Pesach oil moed lo yaviyu. We learn from here, Kol she'en royal love of Pesach oil moed, any carbon that can't be brought as a carbon, en chayavon alav, we're not chayiv when we bring it b'chutz. Interestingly, says the Gemara v'il oshem shayra, the Braisa omitted in this Braisa that we just learned, the carbon oshem. And now says the Gemara again, b'may skinu, what the Braisa is referring to? Ilayim v'shmo, hey, we're talking that you brought the chatas l'shma, oshem nami lifterei. If you're not just chayiv the carbon chatas, and that's why if you bring that chatas b'chutz, you're not chayiv. The same halacha should apply by a carbon oshem. If you brought it before the zman l'shem oshem chutz lazor yichayiv, you potter. Elav, what's the case speaking about? Shaloi l'shma, and therefore chatas shaloi l'shma is potter because a chatas Shaloi l'shma, as we keep on learning, is never a kosher carbon. And therefore, when you bring it b'chutz, you're not chayiv. An oshem, which can be brought shaloi l'shma, because Rav Chilki Batovia says that when you bring it shaloi l'shma, you'll be l'shem oila, you'll be chayiv. It's considered a good carbon. That's why you're chayiv b'chutz. So we see that this price ostensibly supports the opinion of Rav Chilkia. Says, we'll say that the Brice is speaking about that you brought it Shloi L'shma. And that's why, since it can't be brought at that time, and a carbon chattis that's brought Li Shem Chat L'shloi L'shma is possible. And we will continue saying, as we said a moment ago, that this Brice is following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar that says, Makish Oshem L'chattis, that Oshem has the same din. And Tana, so if that's the case, just like a chattis that was brought Shaloi L'shma, we understand why you potter when you bring it Chutz Lazar because it's a disqualified carbon, so too is the halacha by an Oshem. So why doesn't the Braisa mention Oshem? Because as we've been learning, Tana Iker, the primary place where this halacha was taught that a chattis shaloi l'shma is possible was by chattis, and then b'koshken l'tafel, and then so too is the halacha by Oshem, and the Braisa chose to teach us the halacha in the primary spot by from the primary source chattis, and Oshem is extrapolated. Says the Gemara, another Braisa to see if perhaps this Braisa supports the opinion of Rav Chilkia. Toshma d'chaser of Dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar Tana de Beiravoy, he said that we learned in a brisa in the Yeshiva Ravoy, Yochel Shani Moitzi, the pasuk that we keep on quoting, Va pasuk Ayamay Leviu, we would also think that if somebody brought an oila that a zav or a zav or yeledus or mitzora have to bring mechusas man bebalim before the time that they're mechayiv to bring it, they brought a chutz lazara, or Oshem Nazar v'Oshem Mitzayra, that you brought before, that if you brought them before the time Yechayiv, and that's where Rav Dimi stopped teaching us and he did not continue teaching us anything more. So But the Braisa does say that with that a Osham Nozra Mitzairah, that we're talking about an Osham Nozra Mitzairah, that did not yet mechuyv to bring the carbon Osham and Nozra. But now the Braisa stopped, and the Gemara obviously asks, my Talmud, what is the continuation of this Braisa? Ravina, to which Ravina answers, the Pasuk says, Ish Ish Rebeis Yisrael, Ashi Yishchat, Shor Oy Kesav Ha'ez V'machna, Ashi Yishchat, Mechutz L'machna, says the Gemara, we learn from here, Shor Mikam Akoim, Keves Mikam Akoim, Ez Mikam Akoim. The Torah is coming to teach us that if you brought an Oyla before its time, and Ashi Nozna and Ashi Metzaira before its time, you're going to be Chayiv. And that, but interesting, the Brice is not, doesn't mention Chattas. So ostensibly, the Brice is speaking about Ashim Nazir Mitzairah, that Yishech the Bechutz, before this man came, before we were obligated to bring this carbon, he brought it Shloi L'shma, and it's brought Shloi L'shma, Rav Chilkia tells us it becomes a carbon oila. And since Rav Chilkia tells us it becomes a carbon oila, so that's why it's a good carbon Yechai for Bechutz, and you're not chai by carbon chattas, because a carbon chattas before its time is possible if you brought it shloi l'shma. Says the Gemara, ha mai rumya. That's not a, this is not a question to the Amrit. As we've been saying throughout our shir, that we're talking about a case that he brought it chutz l'zmanai shloi l'shma. And the halach is that the same thing applies by Asham and by chattas, because it's following the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, that an Oshem Shloi L'shma that's brought b'fnim is possible, and the same din will be by Chattas, and the Tana taught the halacha by Osher, which is the Talmud, and didn't bother telling us the halacha by Chattas, which is the primary source when we learned this halacha. Says the Gemara, Amar Nachman, we cannot explain this braisa that way. Mishum deram d'tana revoy, because we have a question based on what we learned in the yeshiva of Rabbi Eloi. He says, Adatani, the Brice says, Adatani Levi, Oshem Nozav Oshem Mitzar Sheshokhtan Shloi L'shma K'sherim, V'olu L'baal M'shem Chayva. So this opinion clearly doesn't hold like Rabbi Lezer, because this Brice teaches us that Oshem Shloi L'shma is kosher, it's just the owners don't get credit. Shokhtan M'chutz Zman B'baalim. And if somebody shechted the carbon asham before he was obligated to bring the carbon asham, or the asham was 2 years old, and the halacha is that asham nazir and asham mitzera have to be animals that are a year old, shechted, and he shechted them psulim. And therefore, just like the apostle, if you shechted them in the azara, so too, if you'll shech them chutz la'zorah, you're going to be potter. Because the main concept that we've learned in our perek is that anything that will not be kosher in the azorah will puzzle outside the azorah. Here it says that you'll be chayif. Why would be chayif? Umshani Rav Dimi, and the way Rav Dimi reconciled loy kasha kan l'shma, if you brought us the shema osham. So if they were brought as an asham at this point, there would not be a kosher. It would not be a kosher carbon asham. And since it would not be a kosher carbon asham, that's why if you shechted the lechutz, you'll be potter. But this price of Rabbi Loi is speaking about a case when you shechted it shloi l'shma. When you shechted shloi l'shma, it becomes a carbon oila. Since if at that point it becomes a carbon oila, it's understood why you'll be chayiv when you shechted chutz lazara. So if Rav Dimi asked a question between the two braises, that he understood that the braise of Rav Eloi is speaking about a case where you shechted a kodem zmanoi, but you had in mind that it should be an oila. So isn't this clearly an indication that he agrees with Rav Chilkia? Says the Gemara. So here we have clearly an opinion that supports Rav Chilkia. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Rami Misnais and Abraisa. He says, Rav Ashi, again, the Gemara wants to suggest, holds like Rav Chilkia, and brings a raya in the following way. Because he asks a question from our Mishnah, where our Mishnah says if you shecht an oshim kaidim zmanai b'chutz, you're not going to be chai for shchutei chutz. And the brice that says that you shecht an oshim nazar oshim etzayra before you're obligated to bring him yichayiv umishani, and he gave the same teretz as Rav Chilkia gave from the beginning of our shiur today. Kal l'shma, the kan shalai l'shma. The halacha differentiates if you brought it l'shma. So since if you would have brought it l'shma and the azara, it would not be considered a kasher carbon. That's why when you do it chutz l'azara, you're potter. But if you brought it shalai l'shma, it's going to become a carbon oila. And since it's going to become a carbon oila, so then it's a good carbon in the azara, and it's going to be chayiv for shchutei chutz outside the azara. So says the Gemara, all these last rayas, lematav tiyotet Rav Huna, should be clearly an indication that Rav Huna's opinion has been refuted. To which the Gemara says, Amalek Rav Huna, hachav ma'iskenen, the brisa of Rabbi Loi that says that yichayif v'osham, that yishechta kodos manai, is talking about a whole different case. It's speaking about a situation, kigon shifr shtei shom eslach rayas. If somebody was obligated to bring a carbon osham, and he was concerned that something might happen to one of those two animals, and he designated two animals for that purpose. So now, let's think about this situation. Here he knew up front that one of them is not going to be an osham. The chavinai mikara oilehi, and the way I saw the mafarshim explain this gemara, it's very similar to what we mentioned earlier in this year. It's like a carbon Pesach that when you magdish it, including in that act of hegdish, is an element that it's going to be a carbon shlomim. Here too, there's an element that's going to be a carbon shlomim. It says the Gemara kirafuna marav, and says the Gemara like Rafuna marav said, dam Rafuna marav. Oshim shenitik l'riya, if you have a case where an oshim cannot be brought as a carbon oshim, for example, the owner of the carbon oshim passed away before he could bring his carbon oshim, or he used a different animal for his carbon, and then the halacha is that you leave it, the halacha tells us that you ought to leave it to become a balmum, and then use the proceeds to bring a carbon oila, but you didn't do that. V'shachta stam, you shechted it the way it is, then it automatically becomes a kashal oila. That's the case that we're referring to in this brisa, and that's what Rav Huna will say is the explanation of the brisa, but it's not like Rav Chilkia says that we shechted a carbon osham kaidum zmanoi l'shem oila. When we speak about osham shenitik l'riya, there are a number of examples of an osham shenitik l'riya. There's a tmuris osham, there's a vlad osham, there's an Oshim Sh'avr Shanasai, there's an Oshim Shemesu Balov, and there's an Oshim Shinskapru Balov Oshim Acher, are all examples of animals that are of a carbon Oshim that you wait till they become Balmum, and they should be, and they're sold, and the proceeds are used for carbon oilah. Rashi explains that the Gemara spoke about Oshim Shanitik Luria. So Rashi Masechet Menachos says that it means that you gave it over to the Roya. That's when it falls into the category of Asher Shenatuk L'Riya. But Rashi in Masechet Svachim says, this also Machlokes Tosfos, that it's Asher Shenatuk L'Riya is from when Bezdin says that that's what should be done with this animal. We learned in the Mishnah, Hamala B'Psar Chatas, B'Psar Asher, B'Psar Kachi Kachim, the Amay So'im B'Shtei Alechem, Lechem Aparam. Mishnah gave us many examples where if you did those acts, chutz l'beis amigdash, chutz l'azara, it's not going to be chai, you'll be potter. And the Gemara elaborates. Tana abonon, minayin l'malam, b'basa chatz, b'basa oshim, b'basa kachi kachi, b'basa bachim kalim. Or maysa oimer, the leftover from the oimer that we bring on the second day of Pesach, shtei alechem v'lechem aponim. Shtei alechem is brought on Shavuos. Lechem upon him every Shabbos is distributed. V'shoyim menachas. We know when a Yisrael brings a carbon mincha, the halacha is that the kaimitz is put on them as bayach, and the rest of the carbon mincha is eaten by the Yisraelim. How do we know if somebody did any of those things? Bechutz, he's potter. Tamalayim, the pasuk says, Ish mi beis Yisrael shi'ala oilam. Ma oila shiru la lo. When we speak about an oila, we're talking about a carbon that could have been brought as a carbon. Af kol shiru la lo, you only chayiv if you do something that could have been brought on the mizbeach. Continues the price. Manam shafe yoitzik. We know one of the things that's done at carbon mincha is we pour the oil on the carbon mincha. Vaboilal, somebody mixes the flour and the oil of the carbon mincha with vapisis. They crumble the carbon mincha into pieces by minchas mafe. Vamoilach, somebody who salts the kaimitz mincha or salts the kabanas. Vamein, if somebody does the tnufa, the waving of the carbon mincha. Vamagish, the loch is that the carbon mincha has to be brought close to the mizbeach. Vamasada as shulchan, somebody puts the lechem upon him on the shulchan. Vameitav haneris, or somebody is the one that either cleans the, most Rishonim explain, cleans the neiris. We did cite an opinion that meitav means lighting the menorah. Vakaimitz, somebody does the kmitz of a makabel bechutz, or somebody's makabel dam of a carbon bechutz. That for all of these acts, your potter, the halachas that we've been learning in our masechter are not applicable. Tamalaymer, the pasuk says ishmish beis yisrael ashiyala oila zavach ma'alo shigmar avoda. You only chayv for putting it on the mizbech, which is the final step in the procedure. Af kol shigmar avoda. You only chayv for something which is a final step. Anything that's not a final step, as we could identify by every one of these things that they're just part of the process, but they're not the final step, you're not going to be chayiv. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Achlai hukum ha-mishkan, until the Mishkan was erected, the avodah was done through the Bechayrus. Says the Gemara, Yosef Huna, and then it was transferred to the Kahanim. Yosef, says the Gemara, Yosef Huna by Rav Ketina, Kamei, the Rav Chizda, Vika Korei, and he was reading about the pasuk that discusses the kabbonis that Klai Yisrael brought before Matan Torah. And the pasuk says, V'yishlach esnar b'nei Yisrael, V'yalo oilos v'yizbuchu zvokim shlomim. So Rav Chizda explained that the b'nei Yisrael that brought those kabbonis were the b'chayris. Amalei, and Rav Huna said to Rav Chizda, Chachi amar Rav Asi, this same thing that was said by Rav Asi, and that was the last time that the Bechayrim bought Kabbonis. At that point, the Kahuna, that they were told that the Kabbonis, the Avoida, is being transferred to the Kahanim, and that's when Nadav and Aviyu came and replaced the Bechayrim. Says the Gemara, when Rav Chizda heard what Rav Huna just said in the name of Rav Asi, his assumption was that our Mishnah says differently, because our Mishnah says Achahukama Mishkan, that the Avodah was Bechayrus. And here it says that the Avodah stopped by the Bechayrus by Matan Torah. Shamei, says the Gemara, when he heard Rav Chizda heard Rav Huna said, the Kamar, Rav Huna said, Mishmei Rav Adabar Ahava, Oyla Shekriv Yisrael B'Midbar, the carbon oil Klai Yisrael brought in the Midbar before Kabbal Satayra, the day before Kabbal Satayra on Chamishi B'Sivan, as we quoted the passage of Yishlach Snabin Yisrael V'Yala Oyla, Ein Atuna Hefshet V'Nituach, as we learned previously, when one brings a carbon oil, he has to take the skin off the carbon oil, he has to cut up the pieces of meat, and that carbon did not have shiv nituach. Oisvei Braisa, and he asked a Braisa, he asked a Rav Huna from a Braisa, the Shavi Bakula, that says that in the name of Ra'asi, that the Bechayr stopped to do the Avoida, and he said that also in the name of Rav Adav Ahava, that the oilers that they brought did not have hefshiv nituach. The Tanya, there's a Braisa that says, Ashley Hukam and Mishkan, until the Mishkan was erected, Habamas Mataris, the Bamas were permissible, Avoida Bechayrus, the Avoida was done with Bechayrus, Vaklik Shem Mahakriv, everybody could bring a carbon, every type of animal can be brought as a carbon, Behemachai Va'if, Zacharv and the Kavis, males and females, Tamimim or Balimumim, you could bring an animal that's not a Baal Mum, an animal that's a Baal Mum, type kosher animals or birds, v'lai tameim, not non-kosher species, v'akol karvu, everything that they brought were brought as oilus, v'oilus shekrivi sarba midbar, tuna hefshet v'nituach. And then the Brisa continues, v'nachrim bizman hazeh, after the binyan habayis, v'shoin lasis kain, they're allowed to bring kabanos on bamis, even though, as we keep on learning in our mesechta, from when the Beis HaMikdash was built, even after we don't anymore, unfortunately, have a Beis HaMikdash, we no longer could bring on a bama. The Nachrim may. Of course, the question is, why do we have to have a halacha that Nachrim could bring on a bama? They're only chayiv in Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. And the Isser of Shchut Echutz is not one of the Zion Mitzvot Bnei Noach. So of course, a Nachri should be able to bring. So the Chaznis says that we see, as we learn in our Masechta, that there were different periods, there were different phases regarding Hilchas Kabbonis. And therefore, the fact that a Nachri could bring a carbon, of course the carbon that we're speaking about that the Nachri is bringing, it's not a carbon that's being brought to Avodah Zarah. It's a carbon that's being brought Lashem. So it's a halacha in Karbonis. And since it's a halacha in Karbonis, so maybe the halachas of Karbonis during the different periods and phases changed, teaches us the Gemara that it's not a din in the Karbonis, it's a din in the Bama. And the halacha Bama is applicable to Klaisrol, and not applicable to Nachrim. That's the Chazanish's explanation. A simpler explanation is perhaps that the Halach is coming to tell us that the Nachrim can bring a carbon on a Bama, and like we said, why not the Nachrim? But what we're learning from here is that that a Yisrael is not allowed to participate or help the Nachri bring a carbon on a bama, because since we can't bring kabanas on a bamas, we can't help them bring a kabanas. But what does it say in this brisa? The brisa was done with the Bechiris until the Mishkan. Not like what Rav Ada Bar Hava said, that it was brought at Kabbalah Satira. It was already transferred to the Kohanim. Because it says here that the oil shekrivi yisrobe midbar tuna hefshet v'nituach. That was a regular carbon oil brought by the Bechirim. Answers, the Gemara Tanoihi. It's actually a machlokes Tanoim. Till when did the Bechirim do the Avodah? Did they do it till the time of the Mishkan? Or did they did it only till Matan Torah? The Tanya, the Braisa says, the Pasuk says, when Moshe Rabbeinu told Klai Yisrael about Kabbalah Satira, the pasuk says, "V'gam kahanim and the goshem al Hashem iskadoshu." The people who are normally allowed to come closer, who normally do the avoda, now may not come closer. And there's a machloikus tanoim. Who does the pasuk refer to when it says "V'gam kahanim"? Reb Shuba and Karchaim is a priest bechayrus that the bechayrim who were doing the kabbonis were told, "Now you can't. You can't come close anymore." And Rabbi Yoimizu preached Nadav and Avihu. He says that Nadav and Avihu were bringing the Kabbonis, Kohanim, and they were told there's only till a certain spot that they could come. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Lamandoma, so preached Nadav and Avihu, asked the Gemara, according to the opinion that we're talking about in the Nadav and Avihu, Hanadik Siv, this is what the Pasuk says, after Nadav and Avihu were Nifter, by Krivam Ezora, who should Dib Hashem Lame of Kriva Kaddish. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that the Kohanim should not go close, and they were not careful. By bringing in Ezora represents that they weren't careful. That's why they passed away. Elamandama Zuprisht Bechairis, that the Pyro at that point was talking about the Bechirim, was talking to the Bechirim, and warning the Bechirim not to get close. So I asked the Gemara, Hecher Miza, what does this have to do with Nadav and Avihu? answers the Gemara D'Ksiv. The Pasuk says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was told about building the Mishkan, about bringing the Karban Tamid every morning, the Pasuk says, V'nadi tisham l'bnei Yisrael, v'nigdash b'chvoidi. Ateke b'chvoidi, ela b'mechubodai. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, I will identify a place in the Mishkan where I will speak to Klai Yisrael, and he was told that the Mishkan will be a place where there will be Kedusha through the Mechubadai, through Nadav and Avihu, through them, there will become a Kiddush Hashem. And the way I saw the Ritvaz explains that Al Tikri, whenever we have in a Gemara Al Tikri, the way to understand it is that we know that the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu without Nekudus. So it can be read in a number of ways. And here we're saying that both of these ways are the way to read the words of this pasuk. Atikr b'chvoidei, ela b'mechubadai. Davaza amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo yada, and Moshe Rabbeinu did not understand what was meant. Atshemesu b'nei Aaron, until the children of Aaron were nifter. Kim shenesu b'nei Aaron, when Nadav and Avihu were nifter amaloi, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, Aaron Achei, Lamasa Banecha, Ella Hagdashimash al Kadosh Baruch Hu. To show a Kiddush Hashem that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu says a halacha, so must we follow. Once Aaron realized how great his children were, Shasuk v'kibul schar, he was quiet and he got schar for being quiet. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yidem Aaron. Aaron was quiet, he accepted what happened. And right afterwards, the pasuk says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Aaron. And the pasuk says, V'yidah b'shem ma'ar leima, yayim v'shech al-teish, ato uvenecha itoch. They came with David Omer. The pasuk says until him, doim la'ashem v'schalaloi. And we learn from here, api shemapulcha chalolam chalolam. Even if a person, rachman tzlan, is suffering, atshtoik, we remain silent. Became a Shlomo Maimer, and so too does the pasuk say with Shlomo Melech. Eis lacha shoyis, veis ledaber. Pam shodim shoyisik. Sometimes a person has to be. Sometimes a person has to be quiet. Or pamim veis ledaber, and sometimes you have to speak. Pam shoyisim kavas chal shtika. Sometimes we get schar for being quiet. Or pam medaber kavas chal diba, and sometimes we're supposed to speak up and get schar for speaking. V'anadam Rav Chi bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, Ma'ad Ksiv, Noir Elokim Mugdashecha, Al Tikr Mugdashecha, Elamim Mugkudushecha. Shebashah, Shasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Din B'Kadoshav, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with the Digduk HaDin, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the time, Misyare, we gain Yirush Shemayim, U'Mis'alol, and that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's stature is uplifted, or mishalol, and it's a reason to praise him. Just to finish the Gemara first, we had this machlokes, till when, we said a machlokes tanoim, until when the Bechayrim did the Avoda. But we also had a stira, that how was the oil of the Midbar brought? One, the Brisa says that it was required Hafshiv Nituach. Rav Huna said that it didn't require Hafshiv Nituach. Elakasha Oila. So now, how do we explain what happened in the processing of the carbon Oila? Says the Gemara Trei Tanoi. It's actually a Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya of Shmuel Omer, Klolos number of Sinai. When Klai saw Har Sinai, they were only given the general rules, or Protis, but the details were only taught by Almoid. And so too regarding the carbon Oila. In Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, "Mizbech Adam Tassali v'zvach Olav Atzal Sech v'Shlem Sechah." The rule that you have to bring a carbon oiler was mentioned, but all the details of how that happens was not said. The halachas that we're focusing in our shir today, Hefshet Nituach, that was only mentioned after the Mishkan was built, as the post, and that means according to Shmuel, by the carbon oiler that they brought by Har Sinai, there was no Hefshet v'nituach. Rabbi Kiva's opinion is klolos or protis, the general rules and the details were already said by Sinai. Then v'nishnu, and then they were repeated a second time by Almayit, and then the third time Moshe Rabbeinu, before he was nifter by Arvas Moiv, said the rules. So that means according to Rabbi Kiva, they already knew all the rules by Har Sinai, and that's why if they already knew the rules by Har Sinai, we are able to understand that the carbon oil that they brought by Har Sinai required, the carbon oil that they brought by Har Sinai was a carbon oil that required Hefshed v'nituach. So here we're speaking about the v'ne'adati sham l'bnei Yisrael v'nidlish b'kvaydei, al tekri b'kvaydei, ela ma b'chuvadei. And the Chasam Sofer says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to create, as we just learned in the Gemara, a Kiddush Hashem. But why does he choose to create the Kiddush Hashem through the passing away of Tzaddikim? As the Pasuk says, we say in Hallel, Yaakov Eirei Hashem HaMafsil HaChsidov, and he says that Pasuk means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy by taking Tzaddikim away. Why over here do we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take Tzaddikim away? So he explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be what was happening through Kabbalah Sotayrah, through the building of the Mishkan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought his Shechina down to this world. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Shechina down to the world, it's something that we have to be careful with. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrate that we have to be careful with the Shechina? Is that these great tzaddikim, as soon as they did something which wasn't perfect in the respect that's supposed to be sown to the Shechina, right away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them away. And he continues to say, what Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say to Aaron, is that we know that Aaron was Oyev Shalom V'Roidev Shalom. So says the Chasam Sofer, that may be a representation of greatness, a closeness to the Shechina. We know that, told Moshe Rabbeinu, as great as you are, not because of your Shalom activities, they're even greater. So the Sefer Machsheves Musar makes a very interesting point. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron that we knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be created Kiddush Hashem at the time of the putting up of the Mishkan, and I thought it would be through you and me, and now I realize it was through your children. And the question that the Sefer Machsheves Musar discusses is that we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Onam Mikol Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu represented pure modesty and being humble. And here he's saying that I thought that'll be through me and you. Isn't that a contradiction to being an Onav? So he says something very deep. He says that being an Onav is not a contradiction to knowing who you are. It's a madrega to recognize who you are and also be at the Onav at the same time. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was. On one hand, he was the Onav Mikol Adam, but he also realized that he was Moshe Rabbeinu. What does that nevus mean? He probably thought that I could be better. And therefore, that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, I thought we were going to be those people, but it turns out that it was them. The Divrei Yoel explains this Gemara. The Pasuk says that the Pasuk says, Kel Yisrael Noisun Oizvat Tzumas La'am. He says that Kla Yisrael needs tzaddikim. And what happens, as we just learned in our Gemara, that because sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it fit to take away the tzaddikim, so how will Kla Yisrael survive? Says the Pasuk, Kel Noisun Oizvat Tzumas La'am. Kla Yisrael so desperately needs tzaddikim, but even though we so desperately need tzaddikim, when we don't have a tzaddikim sometimes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the strength to be able to continue. Our Gemara just taught us about the halacha of, about the story of Nadav and Avihu's passing. And that took place, as we know, as we spoke earlier in our Masechta, on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. And it's very interesting to point out that we know Rosh Chodesh is some sort of a yontif. But as much as Rosh Chodesh is considered a yontif, the Rosh Chodesh Nissan, normally one is not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. The halacha is that on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, one does fast, because it was the day that Nadav and Avihu passed away. And the halacha, in fact, is that if a couple is getting married on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the halacha is that the couple should fast. But the Mishnah Brura in Siman Tav Chavtes, Sifkatan Yud, says that if there's a couple that's getting married on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they should fast, but the chuppah should be made before night, and after the chuppah they should fast. Because like that, even if you're fasting on Rosh Chodesh Nissan and maybe you're allowed to fast, the halacha is that you should break the fast and not fast the whole day. Some disagree, and some say that they fast no matter when the chuppah is, and some suggest, I saw the Prima Gadim suggest, that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is a tainus for tzaddikim, but for regular individuals, Rosh Chodesh Nissan is like every other Rosh Chodesh, and it's a day where fasting should not take place. The day when fasting should not take place, particularly, was also a yontif, because we know that Rosh Chodesh Nissan was the day when Rosh Chodesh Nissan was the day that was the day that Nachshon Ben Aminadav, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, started bringing his kabbanis. So it's not just a day of the Ptir of Nadav and Avihu, but it's also a day of the Yontif, of the inauguration of the base of the Mishkan, and therefore Prima Gadim says that it's not a fast day only for tzaddikim.